Welcome back, everybody. My big, big, big thanks. I hope we can get him back. Had a little connectivity problem. Big thanks to Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance, a national advocacy organization for small businesses. The Trump tariff tax terror will kill small businesses. It'll kill small businesses in your community. And consider this, everyone, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as I often say, the top 1% of companies in this country, what I'm going to refer to as mega corporations, take down 80% of corporate revenues. Okay? We see what I'm going to call revenue inequality in business America, just like we see grotesque income and wealth inequality for us regular people. The top 1% of corporations in this country take down 80% of business revenues. That's why the Trump tariff terror, along with the small margins, the inability to negotiate at scale because you have less bargaining power, on and on and on. This is bad for small businesses. When it's bad for small businesses, it's bad for the 68 million Americans that work in small businesses. We're going to see bankruptcies. And at the same time, these tariffs are driving prices up for the rest of us on our regular goods. Remember, 70% of U.S. GDP is driven by consumer spending. That means us middle class folks, because trust me, the law of diminishing marginal returns for the top 1% mean they're not buying the 100th Rolls Royce. They're good with three. So they spend less. That GDP, our economic engine of this country, is the middle class. So as small businesses are being actively hurt every day by the Trump tariff terror of taxes, meanwhile, the fat cats and the mega corporations are doing better. And on Capitol Hill today, as my guest Richard Trent knows, the House Ways and Means Committee passing the largest gutting of Medicaid and food emergency assistance in American history, while at the same time giving their stamp of approval to the largest tax cut in American history for the wealthiest of wealthy among us, the top 1%. So, Richard, let me ask you, are we looking at quite a crisis tipping point where some of the very things that help the people at greatest risk of housing insecurity, food insecurity, joblessness, all those programs being gutted before our eyes while small businesses are under attack and the middle class being asked to pay more and more for less and less? What happens next?
Again, we have to pay attention to what Trump has been saying all along. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers, right? This is an administration that is comfortable with creating a class of losers as they understand it. And they're crafting policies to execute that vision. We're talking about, I've seen numbers between 8 and 20 million Americans that are going to lose their Medicaid coverage. One thing we haven't been talking enough about with Medicaid coverage, GOP and Republican senator, congressional leaders are the first to talk about our fentanyl crisis, but they never talk about the fact that fentanyl treatment and recovery, a lot of that is covered by Medicaid services. So when you're gutting Medicaid to the tune that they're talking about, you're also talking about hundreds of thousands of Americans not being able to access the fentanyl, recovery.
The treatment and recovery they need, yes.
It's absolutely unbelievable. So there's the Medicaid piece. There's the SNAP program and the food assistance, right?
Yes.
There's the tax code, which is kind of a part of it, where they are not even considering raising taxes on the wealthy. They're considering extending a tax code that gives 80%+ of the tax benefit to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there.
No, you did not. I was just explaining that. Yes.
In this current tax code, and the one that they're trying to extend and add a couple more doodads onto it, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners. So if you are not in that, if you're not in that top 1%, this tax code is a raw deal for you. We're talking about not expanding the child tax credit, which cut child poverty in half just a few years ago. We're talking about not extending the premium tax credits, which have kept health insurance premiums somewhat affordable on the Obamacare exchanges at the state level. Those are about to expire. So older working families in this country can expect their health insurance premiums to jump up to, on average, $17,000 a year if this stuff is allowed to expire. This is not a game. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
Richard, it's as if you and I were mind-melding for the entire first hour of my show. I just went through what I call the CBO's distributional analysis, which is the fancy economist talk for who benefits the most and who gets hurt the most from this tax corporate billionaire giveaway, which is what this is. To repeat, ladies and gentlemen, the top 1% will take down 80% of the benefit of this tax giveaway to the wealthiest. Why do billionaires need to be taxless? They don't. They have all the stuff they could possibly ever want. And none of this wealth has ever trickled down to any of us. $51 trillion from the bottom 90% to the top 1% from 1981 to 2021. And folks, if you're in the bottom 20%, guess what this tax quote cut will do for you? It will reduce your income on average by over $1,000 a year for the poorest working folks in our communities. I didn't say this. Senator Josh Hawley said it. It is immoral. Get activated. This is not a test anymore. This is the real deal. The alarms are all on high. The red lights are on. Call your congresspeople. Say no. Thank you so much, Richard Trent, Executive Director of the Main Street Alliance. Cannot wait to have you back. This great discussion continues on the other side. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.